This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff. And whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerizio.
And I'm your host, who hates the Bowser kids, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're going to be talking about the new Mario Kart maps. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo. Just my chair just a little bit here.
We live in a glorious age of video games where you buy a game once, and then the DLC was like $20 from
something like that.
And then you get more content out of it.
Yeah, dude. It's been going on for this. I bought it, a year ago now? So it's been like coming out with new maps.
I don't know.
Every couple of months. It's kind of nice. I don't know.
It is nice. It's just funny that they're like, new maps. It's going to take us 2 years.
Yeah.
We're going to slowly put them out.
Well, what I like about this is that, like, it was $20, and I don't have to pay $20 again, you know? Mm-hmm. They just keep giving me more maps.
Yeah.
I'm essentially, so this was a $60 game.
Yes,
and it probably still is. Buying, I spent an extra $20 and essentially got double a game. Because you're going to put in the same, additionally more maps that are equal to, like, the initial ones.
Yeah.
They're adding, like, only like 24 maps or whatever. There's more than that. But it was a deal. And I don't have to re-up it or anything like that. I don't have to buy each map as it comes out. I just, like, it's there. It's mine. All mine.
And we're getting new players, too.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I'm down to try that, even though I'm still going to play Mario every time.
I'll still play Link every time.
Yeah, 100%. You got
to
play.
But it's just fun to have the options.
Yeah, it's nice for other people.
Other people.
But the others who don't play the Mario the correct way.
What's the correct way?
Playing as Mario.
When you beat me.
I've beaten you before.
No, like when you beat me in a Grand Prix, I'll submit to that.
Sure, okay. All right.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen now. Not going to happen. Now I'm just going to practice endlessly.
No, are you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't care about Mario Kart enough.
Yeah, but
I know he's got to play as Mario because it's his game. But anyways, yes, continue.
It's not called Mario's Kart.
It's called Mario Kart. It's his game. He's the owner of it.
There's no apostrophe S.
I don't care.
That implies there's no ownership. The apostrophe S would imply he owns it. It's called Mario Kart.
His name's in it.
Doesn't mean he owns it.
Yes, it does.
Buffalo Bill doesn't own the Buffalo Bills.
I don't agree with this logic.
I mean, it makes sense.
There's a place called the Max Cafe. You'd assume that Max is the owner of it.
Well, that cafe is just so awesome.
And the fact that here's the thing. If you call it Max Cafe and you literally fucking work in it, as it's Mario Kart and he fucking is a character in the game.
Doesn't mean he owns it.
Yes, it usually does.
No, I don't think so.
Unless he fell on hard times, sold the name to some big corporation, and now works for them. He sold McDonald's.
I think Mario's more of a brand.
Of a person, yeah.
No, I don't know.
A person.
Mario.
Yes, Mario.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
But yeah, we played the recent new 8 maps. We played all of, like, there was like another update. I don't know when that one came out.
Yeah, that was looks that like was they about did a year two ago.
At a time, so yeah. Looks like we missed a few.
Well, it's totally 8 maps at a time. Two cups at a time, 8 maps total.
I think everyone knew I meant the cups.
I was making sure. We live for accuracy on this podcast, as everyone knows.
I live for accuracy.
We live for accuracy.
I was like, I don't think we either. I don't think either of us live for
accuracy. It's a rough thing to do.
But so far, the new maps are really good.
Yeah, honestly, I'm very, very impressed. Some of the newer ones, so they're incorporating a lot of the older maps from other games, a lot of Wii games in there, a couple of DS games. Which I really like. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Some classics in there.
Maple Tree.
But some of the newer ones, like, I feel like they're a little short for my liking, you know?
Oh, really?
There is. I think it was in the newest patch we just played. There were a few that were just like, I felt like this was so slow, like so fast. Like, I felt like the last one by lightning fast, and they had too much water overall. But I'm still having fun. Don't get me wrong. But I think this week could be a little longer. But they are bringing back some classics. Which DK Mountain was back, which I love that place. What else was there? There was a few more. Waluigi Circuit.
Yeah, Waluigi Stadium.
Stadium, that was
classic, classic GameCube one.
Oh, that was fun.
Double Dash era.
Mario Circuit was back, too. That was a great time.
Yeah, so like that's what I noticed is that a lot of the maps that are coming back for this update are all Wii Tor, which is like the game, they like mobile app game that sure. that one fucking played.
Sure.
Because it was a pay to win game.
Yeah, which, fuck that.
Yeah, dumb. And what was it? Wii and DS. Mm. So it is fun for me to play because I didn't play
any of that stuff.
I didn't play DS.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Wii one.
I love the Wii one.
Because it was the only one I was never good at.
The motion control?
Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
I like the motion control. That was fun. I got a little steering wheel for it.
Everyone who sucks at Mario Kart liked the Wii. They're like, oh, I'm so good at Mario Kart. Mainly the Wii.
Everyone who is good at Mario Kart hated the Wii version. I feel that's a broad statement. I think it's just you.
No, I said everyone who is bad at Mario Kart likes the Wii version.
Yeah, you're saying that everyone who's good would hate the Wii version.
No, I didn't say they would hate it.
Okay.
I didn't say the good people. Okay. Jordan liked it. She was good.
Okay.
But if you're bad, you like the Wii one.
I don't understand this.
No, but there are good Wii maps.
There are some great Wii maps on there.
There are great Wii maps.
Fuck yeah.
Maple Tree Way is it's a classic. Yes. It's a lot of fun.
Maple Tree Way is a blast. Oh my God. Yeah. I never played it in the DS ones, but it's cool to see some of those coming around because mm-hmm. I've never even touched those before. But yeah, it's very, I don't know, it brings life back into the game a bit because Mario Kart for a while was like, whatever, it's a party game. We all played it. But Mario Kart itself came out years ago now. Like this current
Deluxe 8,
Deluxe 8 came out years ago, five or six years at this point.
Let me look up the release date.
Because it's been a hot minute. I don't think I got the game when it was new. So it's super old. But these new maps are breathing life back into it. Because I'm having just as much fun playing those all again as I would like a new Mario game.
Yeah.
So it's like a genius way to keep doing all this.
That's where it's relevant. It's so good. It was Nintendo 2014 when Mario Kart 8 came out.
Wow.
That was Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, but still, it's just pretty much Mario Kart 8. Yeah, 2014.
We're all coming up almost on 10 years then.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But that's why I always say is I don't think that Nintendo will ever beat anything from the Switch.
Yeah.
Maybe more processing power. What's it? Yeah, there's that new Switch that has more processing power.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe more processing power, but like Nintendo's bread and butter is their franchises.
Yes.
Like Legend of Zelda, Mario, blah, blah. And they're all cartoons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, how much better can the graphics get for Mario Kart?
True.
Like,
You're not wrong.
Like,
you're not wrong.
And, like, for example, I was playing Waluigi Stadium today. I remember playing, because me and my best friend John, we play GameCube Double Dash 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And that stadium's from that. And I remember that stadium perfectly, and I was just like, oh my God, this looks crazy good. Like, you can't do anything more.
No, you can't. There's nowhere... You're going to hit a bedrock at some point. And even to that same point, I saw this awesome reel the other day where it was like what we think graphics awesome. Were at, like, in like 2000. And it was like showing us like an old Doom thing. It was like, well, they actually were in 2000. And it looked like it was a Mario Kart game. I think it was Mario Kart Double Dash. Yeah.
Double Dash.
And it was pretty fucking good looking.
Yeah.
It looked pretty awesome. It made me feel like my childhood was a little more validated in what I remember. So I was like, whoa, this looks great.
Yeah,
it does, to your point, it's like there's a bedrock somewhere that they're going to hit.
It's just like, how much better, like Breath of the Wild, like they can't do any better than that unless they want to go real graphics.
They're
not going to do. And
pull some Unreal Engine shit.
Yeah, and they're not going to do, which is fine.
No, that's cool. I like their style. Yeah, it's good. This is why I really like these maps, is that they're just, instead of going after better graphics or better consoles, like that, they're just making more content.
Yeah.
Which is like awesome.
They can keep doing it too.
Oh, hell yeah.
4-8.
Because like I'll re-up this shit.
I say it all the time, and people hate to hear it because like everyone's always like, no, the old stuff is always better.
Sure.
I played Double Dash till my knuckles, what is it called, fingertips bled.
Okay.
I played that game 1,000 a kajillion times. Okay. I own it still, everything like that. I always was like, this is the best Mario Kart. Nothing's better than this. Deluxe 8 came out. I was like, this is the best. How can we say it's not?
Oh, I know. Well,
that's like the other thing. That's why I think this what you're good. The Switch is doing is like it's putting out the best versions of every game they've ever made.
Oh, yeah, easily. Like easily the best ones. Now I'm too far away. Jesus.
I think it's the best Smash.
Oh yeah, 100%. The Switch has been it's such a game breaking console for them because I don't know how they take all the technology they've been working on separately over the years. Like it has motion control from the Wii. It has the handheld size of the DS. It has this also from the Wii, the transfer to TV to console sort of thing. The Wii U.
Which was an epic failure.
Oh, 100%. They were this. I think that was just them testing the technology to do this. And it has the Joy-Cons, which are just also from the Wii. Mm-hmm. Which is like, wow. You just took all the technology you've been working on for years, put it all into one bundle, and it's amazing. And now you're adding more content to that bundle. Yeah. Which is like, yes, let's go.
That's what I'm
like freaking Zelda Breath of, or Tears of the Kingdom is a sequel to a Zelda game. Like, yeah, it's rare to see that stuff happen.
Coming out soon.
Let's go.
That's another thing is, I think the reason that's lasting power over Xbox and PlayStation is pretty much every Xbox PlayStation game you can play on PC.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you can get like, you're like, oh, this game could easily be transferred to PC, yes. But it's like Mario Kart on a PC, that'd be the dumbest thing ever. You'd literally look like an idiot.
You would look dumb. You would look dumb playing it on anything but the actual console. Like, well, I don't know, why would you want to do that anyway? It's like, who wants to get, I mean, it's great to be good at those games. It's great. I'm sure there's competitions out there and all this stuff. There is great benefit in being awesome at those games. But I don't look at Mario Kart and say, like, you know what? I want to be good at this. Like, I want to be good at, like, Halo or Hunt Showdown or something like that. You know, I don't want to be fighting in a massive competition with it and trying to actually get money or something like that. This is one of those games where it's like, I want to be the best at the party, but I want it to be for a party, you know?
No, I completely disagree with this statement. I think I care more about being good at Mario Kart than I care about being good at any other game.
You're a fucking freak, dude.
No, I think Mario Kart is like a throwdown.
It's
a
cartoon toy
a game. A gauntlet game. Oh, it's like, God. That's what you're like, this is where it's like, are you actually, you hear more people talk shit about being good at Nintendo games than they talk shit about being good at any other games.
That's because they play them more at parties. They're whipped out more at parties than anywhere else.
Yeah, well,
you whip out Halo. Oh, okay. To be sweaty at it. More
party games, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, and that's why I care more about being good at them, because they're party.
And that's why you shouldn't play them on the computer, because they're a party game.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that you don't care at all about, like, you shouldn't care about being good at them because they're party games.
No.
Oh, I misheard what you said. That's my fault.
I want to be the best at the party when I'm playing those games, but I think they need to be in a party setting. For it really
matters. Yeah, I don't care.
That's why you shouldn't play it on the computer. So I'm just trying to agree with your point.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I thought you were saying. Yeah, I don't really care about beating kids online.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
I'll play Mario Kart online every once in a while, and it's a lot of fun, but it's like,
yeah. Yeah, meh.
It's more enjoyable.
You want to beat your friends. You want your friends next to you crying as you win.
Yeah, it's more
enjoyable. Same with Mario
Super
Party,
Smash. Party, I don't. If you're playing Mario Party online, I don't even know if that's a thing. You're a fucking loser.
Yeah, you have no friends. No friends.
Yeah, Smash is another. It's Mario Kart and Smash are the main
pretty two. Much, yeah. Yeah, those are the main ones. Mario Party's up there, though. That's pretty fun.
Oh, I meant for, like, competitive that can play? Go online.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
But, like, we play, like, Super Smash Online a lot of times, but it's not, like, I don't know. It's just like we play like Rocket League online, and I lose to a kid. I'm like, oh, fuck this kid.
Yeah.
But I lose to a kid on like Super Smash, I'm like, fuck that kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
because it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's
a lot more losing fun. In Halo, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, you're getting
more or less. I'm losing a Hunt Showdown because I'm fucking hating my life.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
These games just inspire joy.
Yeah. I've realized, I know we're like all over the place on this. I think the game that gets me the
most. We're reviewing Mario maps. How deep could we go on this?
I think the game that gets me actually the most mad at what I'm sucking is Rocket League.
Really?
I get so mad.
That game pisses you off that much?
I get so mad.
Ooh. I can see that though. It's an intense game to be pissed off.
I don't get as mad as the Discord squad gets at video games.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're video games.
Yeah.
But
when you're losing, it sucks when you're losing in that because you feel defeated.
You feel so defeated.
And you watch a kid just do an aerial above you from across the. Court? No. Field? Technically? Soccer's field?
It would be a field.
Field, yeah.
Actually, it'd be a pitch.
Across the field and hit the ball out of the air while it's frozen. I'm just like, I can't do that, man.
I think also what's frustrating is when they get like, but bullshit happens.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it's just like they pinch it somewhere randomly and you're just like, ah, and it goes in the net. Yeah. You're like, dude, what the
fuck? How does the algorithm work in this one?
What the fuck?
Nonsense.
But out of the new maps, I can't remember the names of all of them. The DK Summit one, that one was pretty good. Yoshi's Island sucked. Yeah, I hated that one.
That was bad.
DK Summit I actually liked a lot, actually.
Yeah. DK Summit was great. It's a classic from the Wii. I loved that one.
I never played that.
Shades of Cannon. Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, that was really, really good. I liked that one.
What one did I really have a great time? The newest ones we played, I want to say I had a really good time on the Amsterdam circuit.
You really liked
that one. That one was cool. I thought it was
really cool. That was a really good map. That was a really good map.
Yeah, it was fun and visually cool to see.
Yeah.
I also won on that one.
You did win on that one, yes.
But on the overall in the newer maps, I don't remember what it's called, unfortunately. It's the one that has like the Japanese theme to it. And there's like,
which one, Bangkok or the Singapore one? I think it's the
Singapore one. Not on the newest ones we played. So it's, how do I put it? It's from the first batch of maps that came out.
Japanese? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. has a Japanese style. It has red, and it's they have Shy Guys popping out everywhere on you, and it's very.
Oh, you're talking about Way Back.
Yeah. I was talking about overall. Like that one, that one stuck with me. Yeah, that one's really good. That one would be my favorite one so far. But the Amsterdam Circuit was great.
I think that's like in the first.
It was in the first batch. Yeah, it was. But Amsterdam Circuit. Yeah.
It could have had a different name. I don't know.
Yeah. Raceway. Either way, it was really, really fun.
Raceway, Circuit, yeah. Island, whatever.
Yeah. It was visually very entertaining.
Yeah. And I really like the... I care a lot about maps that have... maybe because I'm just... I want to win. But I care a lot about maps that have, like, long turns in them.
Yeah.
Because I just like drifting those long ones a lot. And that one had, like, a mix of, like, long and short ones. And The only thing that was about that map was, like, that weird water section. But it was so short, so you didn't
have to worry about it. Yeah, it didn't matter at all. They got the cool flowers at the end.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed the hell out of that. Yeah. No, these are... These have been, they're quite the add-on. I'm so happy with these.
The only one I like really didn't like was Yoshi Island.
That was stupid. There was too much going on.
It was just so much going on.
They're trying to put ice cream and shit, looked like, in there. I don't know. Yeah.
I didn't play Wii enough, but I thought I remembered Rainbow Wii being the worst, but maybe at the time it was the worst Rainbow Road.
I remember, well, that wasn't the Rainbow Road that was on the Wii. Maybe that was for a Wii U or something like that. Okay. We've played the Rainbow Road. That's from there. It's not the one you hate the most, but it's a really rough one.
That one I hate the most is by far the hardest map on the course.
Yeah, by far. I would say so. That Rainbow Road wasn't the one from the Wii. There was not that bad, or whatever one we played.
No, that wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, that one was not that. That was a very tame Rainbow Road actually. So I'm very.
There's actually, in my opinion, only two bad Rainbow Roads.
What are they?
That newest one they made, which is difficult as fuck. I like it because it's challenging. But it's hard as hell. And then the first Rainbow Road ever that has no walls at all.
Oh, that's right.
That's like, it's not a bad hard course. It's not a difficult course, but it's like, there's literally no walls at all. So it's like the first one ever made and the most recent one made.
Got it. All right. That's intense.
But that most recent one is like, if you can't drift,
you're done.
You're not winning.
Yeah.
You're literally not winning.
You can't do it. And if you get stuck in the fucking back, you're in a melee the entire time. You do not be in a melee on Rainbow Road.
That is the only thing about that I like about that Rainbow Road is if I'm playing against somebody, say someone like you,
okay,
who's not as good as me at the game, and like they're pretty good, you're playing really well, and they're like, "Well, of course, should we pick next?" I'm like, "This one." Oh, I'm like, "I know I can make it."
Oh my god, psychopath! There is one upcoming batch of maps that I have no idea what's going to be in them, but the symbol for it is a blue turtle shell, and I am scared. Like, it has me, like, terrified, because that just looks like that blue turtle shell is just a symbol for fuck you. I wonder if all those maps are going to be hell.
Yeah.
I think I got a bad feeling they could be. All Rainbow
Roads. I hope they really are. I hope they're, like, incredibly difficult.
I hope they're the hardest maps.
Nuts. Yeah. Out of control.
That'd be sweet.
That would be sweet. Yeah, because so far, it's been, they've been nailing it. And
it's been a revival of Mario Kart.
I don't know what this new character adding thing is, but like, people will probably really like it.
Sure, hell yeah, bring us some more characters. Maybe Waluigi will finally make it in there. Oh no, he's not in Smash Bros.
He's not in Smash Bros,
my bad.
They'll never put him in Smash.
No, it's a joke now. They can't.
They won't.
Yeah. He's an item you can throw, but that's about it. He's a trophy.
Yeah, they'll never put him. But yeah, it's like, where do they go?
I don't know. Honestly, why? I don't know. I don't know
where change it.
Yeah, I don't know where they need to go.
You don't need to go anywhere.
Just keep making new maps. That's all you got to do.
New maps.
You want to put out another game and buy it? Sure, I'll go do that. Just put new maps in it. Like, I don't really need much else from there. It's Nintendo.
Yeah. You know what's really funny, too, is I pointed out that it came out in, like, 2014.
Yeah.
And it's still $60.
Of course it is. I mean, their prices never go down.
They know what they got.
Yes, they do. They know we'll always buy it.
But Mario Kart, great.
Game.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.